Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, supported in part by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Jarrett Runyons has been a mainstay in the Twin Ports art scene for over 10 years, and we're pleased to share that he has a kind of retrospective from past years at the Duluth Coffee Company. He sat down with us.
My name is Jarrett Runyons. I am a painter, usually work with graffiti or acrylic paint. I was originally a graffiti artist, so just having that side of me of, you know, unauthoritative, breaking the boundaries, you know, just not really caring what people think and just doing it. I think that's the side of graffiti that I really brought back with me, not necessarily the style. You know, like a lot of graffiti that I was raised with was really tagging, you know, not a lot of murals, not a lot of characters. It was more like a New York style, rough urban. So I just took the graffiti aspect of me just being, you know, who I want to be and not giving a damn of what everybody else, you know, thinks about it. And then also growing up around the train yards, I also did see a lot of characters and murals. That cartoon aspect really grabbed me, so I started really leaning towards the animation, illustration type of graffiti, but with a really rough background, really urban style background. You know, there's a lot of drips, there's a lot of, you know, abstract kind of theme in the background. Bringing those two together, that's where my background came from. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus for about 2.5 years. I just really wanted to take a little bit of time personally for myself, and in that time I produced some new work, but also I have a stockpile of work for 12 years now. So Duluth Coffee Company will be a solo show, so you can see 12 years of work there and figure out which period of my life was when I painted it.
There are a lot of people who know your work, and many who are avid collectors. How is the new work? Is it very similar, or?
Definitely the same style, more kind of looking back as Anishinaabe spirituality, so a lot of prophecies and stories like I usually do, but really aimed towards kid-friendly audience, more illustrative. I've been working on some children's books. Recently, I, you know, had a child, so really pumped about, you know, doing children's illustrations for him eventually down the road. You know, everybody's been telling me for years to do children's books, and recently just jumped on board with T. Galexi and did a couple illustrations for his new folklore book. And that kind of sparked, you know, a resurgence in just my art style. I'm just, you know, in the studio writing a lot, not really painting, but, you know, illustrating and writing a lot. So it's kind of a new medium for me.
Is it challenging or delightful to try something new like that?
It's challenging, but it's also really fun and exhilarating, you know, just pushing yourself. For a while, I thought I was stuck in a rut, you know, doing the same thing. So it's nice to push the boundaries a little bit and, you know, make yourself uncomfortable, you know, and make, you know, maybe challenge yourself in different avenues and different mediums. I think that broadens your horizon as an artist, but also as a person, too.
Thanks for joining us, Jarrett. You can see the work of Jarrett Runyons on Superior Street in Duluth on First Avenue East at the Duluth Coffee Company. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.